interstate system is a bit of everything. It's about trade and economy. The interstate system is about moving commerce. It's about moving people. And it's also about homeland security. It's about defense. Roads have always been about defending the homeland, going back to Caesar and chariots. But in the United States, the road system, the road net, was seen as very much a part of the national defense system.
Why did it wait till Eisenhower to get done?
Well, the first national road, the first interstate going across multiple states paid for by the federal government, was laid out by George Washington. I mean, he picked the route of what was called the National Road. Thomas Jefferson's administration built it. So roads have always been about securing the nation. It's just that in modern times, a modern road was needed. And Eisenhower saw that while battling in World War II in Europe, that the Autobahn offered remarkable opportunities to defend the United States, its homeland. So he took the idea of the Autobahn and built it in the United States. There had been beginnings of it and hints of it, and he launched the system. He's the one who galvanized excitement and momentum and created the interstate system.
Were states on board with this, or were they protective of their own roads?
It's interesting. One of the very first meetings Eisenhower ever held in the White House was on his inaugural day, and it was the governors saying, don't build roads, Ike. Don't get into the road building business. It's a state business. But Eisenhower knew that to coordinate a massive, the largest in the world at the time, engineering endeavor, it needs to be centralized. And as a master military genius that he was, Eisenhower knew that the road systems of the past were always built from the top down. The Romans, Napoleon, the Germans with the Autobahn, always a central government building a national system is better than the states trying to figure it out themselves and quarreling amongst themselves.
Prior to the establishment of the interstate system, how long did it take to get from coast to coast by car?
The first car plugged its way across the country in 1903, and it took about 6 weeks, I think, to get across the entire country. It was a matter of taking down fence posts. It was a matter of following rail lines because there were no roads. It was a matter of fording rivers. And it was something where you needed to pack your weapons. You needed to pack fishing rods and your own sleeping bag.
Even the most committed anti-government person pretty much likes the interstates. Am I wrong about that?
I think we all love the interstates, or we all use them anyway. Whether you're going camping in Yellowstone, or whether you're going to work, or whether you're shipping your goods, you're using the interstate system, or the interstate's being used. Almost all the things that you click and buy on the internet come to you through the interstate system. And it's hard to imagine what it would be like without it. For the most part, Americans of all walks seem to embrace and love their big roads.
What would you say is the big challenge facing the interstate system here in the next 20 years? Is it just people love it to death? It's overused?
I think the biggest challenge is going to be investing. It's always the issue. It was when the Romans were building their 50,000-mile road network. We now have about 50,000 miles of roads, and there's probably nothing more expensive than building these kind of civic structures, massive tunnels, massive bridges, massive stretches of road, and they all have to be maintained. It's continual. The maintenance is required forever. And that'll be, I think, the test to see if we're going to commit to and stay committed to our roads, or if we're going to pick other forms of transportation.